Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
That music is too exciting for me.
I know. I'm getting down over here.
Let's
I
rave.
Am funky.
Let's rave.
Did everyone take their ecstasy?
Totally loaded.
I took all your ecstasy.
All right, I guess we have to tell you now that you're listening to Geeks in Space, otherwise known as Slashdot Radio. We probably should go around. I am Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Nate Ostendorp,
otherwise known as
Nate.
He wasn't. We ran out of budget
yeah.
for nicknames. We blew all the money on the compressor, apparently, for our budget here. So Nate doesn't get a nickname. Well, this is Geeks in Space. I guess this is the premiere broadcast because this time all of our equipment works.
This time we're recording.
Right.
This time we turn the board on.
It works a lot better. We're very high tech here. We don't really have much of a specific plan here, so we're just going to kind of have fun and chat and
hope you find it entertaining.
Maybe you'll just like turn this off immediately because we're just really obnoxious, and that's cool. I mean, we don't care. I hope they put the commercials at the beginning.
But we kind of bank on the fact that there's some hardcore Slashdot fans that will listen to this MP3 all the way through.
Oof. Yeah, basically the plan is we're just going to kind of sit and chit-chat a little bit about what we think that some of the more interesting stories on Slashdot in the last couple of days, and we don't really know exactly how often we're going to do this or how long it's going to be or if it'll be entertaining or stupid,
but we're hoping.
But we know whatever we do will be hacked to hell in post-production.
Hacked to hell in post-production. Hacked to hell in post-production.
That's right. And they can make us interesting in post.
I think there's actually a filter for that.
Ooh, that would be...
Guys, these guys...
They heard it as hacked to heck.
Somebody turn up the talent.
Yeah.
That knob is way down. Well, all right. That's enough witty banter for the introduction.
Our top story this evening.
Apparently, Sony has finally begun marketing their head-mounted displays. We've mentioned them in the past, but they've actually now got them on their website for, like, a whopping $2,600. So you have your option to be buying, like, a full-blown, like, Pentium 3 system, or you could get a head-mounted
computer. Your head-mounted
computer. We
all aspire to be gargoyles. So
yeah, if your goal is complete and total assimilation with your machine,
this is one more step.
This is one step. It's only like 4 ounces, so it doesn't look like it'll actually kill you. And somebody did like let me know that it does like 800x600, which isn't quite enough to me for a head-mounted display.
Well, especially with 30 inches, if it simulates a 30-inch screen,
you're gonna have pixels the size of fists.
Quake
is gonna
have
proverbial fists.
Of course,
proverbial fists,
not real fists. What does a proverbial look like?
I'm not sure. It's probably in the English measurement system somewhere, right?
Yeah, those
next to bushels.
From the guys that gave you pounds and liters and
see, but I'm surprised that this isn't in 3D now too, because you know,
if they get a display, they're gonna do it in stereo at some point. Just have to.
That would be cool.
But yeah, then it'll be really cool. You're walking around superimposing data over top of everybody.
I would just
zoom
into 3D fractals all day.
He's Nate Mandelbrot said Ostendorp.
That's right. That should be your nickname. We'll call you Mandelbrot. Somebody might already have used that nickname.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. Sure. On this radio show, we have a very small namespace to collide in.
That's true. We're not going to have any problems.
Which Mandelbrot was that?
It's Mandelbrot524@AOL.com. All right, I think we're out of funny things that we can babble about on
the
head-mounted display.
Sony head-mounted display.
Yeah, they look neat. So, if you're listening, I want one. Mail me one. I love you.
Right.
Okay. Well, speaking of things we all want, CD Now has now merged with Columbia House.
No, I think that's speaking of all things I don't want, like the mailings all the time.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think that this is a great move for Columbia House. They're going to save millions by just not mailing me crap anymore. The postal on that is just not cool. So now my inbox is going to just be a total pain. I'm going to sit down and spend some quality time with my Procmail RC, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm seriously though, it makes me concerned for how CD Now is going to operate, because Columbia House's
marketing
website
campaign
is just about as enough fun as driving this microphone into my eyeball.
Well, I would say the same thing about BMGs.
I think that's why they bought them. Oh, look, people who have some clue. Now, the thing about CD Now is that they also happen to charge you an arm and a leg for anything. So
maybe we can get the usability of CD Now and the price cuts of bulk buying Columbia House CDs.
I think that's the theory.
Though it'll probably work the other way. Yes.
Hey, are they paying?
Send corporate donations to Nathan Osterdorp at...
You didn't even give them your real email address. Shh. Besides that, nobody can spell Ostendorf.
I know.
While we're on the subject of spam, though, we should, physical spam. We should also mention LWCE, Linux World Conference Expo.
One of my favorite
spammers.
We will
send out
limited number of
free exhibit-only passes.
Now, the truth here is that Jeff has a lot, so everyone that you send, Jeff has to, print out an envelope or label it, lick stamps.
No, I
you
don't.
Send us the
you
envelope.
Send us the you stamp send us the stamp.
That, is that what an SASE is?
Yes.
Otherwise, we throw your request away.
That's right.
Trust
me.
And
I screaming.
I cackle while I throw it away.
So what I'm going to suggest is everybody send your addresses and email him that you've mailed him an envelope and then make him fill it out. Just because I'd like to watch him throw them all away.
No, I won't fill it out. Is where that's going. But if you want to send that stuff over, check post it out. On Monday, and it's got the address for where to send the stuff over to join us August 10 through 12.
Something like that. Note that we're not giving you airfare.
No.
You have to figure out a way to get
rooms.
To San Jose. Frankly, we don't have a budget, so that's not gonna really help you. You have to be there.
Once you've spent hundreds of dollars getting there and in a place to stay, then you can get the $15
exhibitor only pass for free.
Yeah, so that's very important.
It's a marketing scheme. Yeah.
It's a scam. SUSE 6.1 for Alpha has been released. Potter was up all night.
Scream for joy, Potter.
Excellent.
Potter was up all last night, dancing naked in a big tub of Jell-O, celebrating the release of his favorite distribution for his favorite platform. He doesn't actually have.
I got it on Quick Cam. We'll be posting it.
We're
going to
be releasing real video or something.
But it's going to be pay.
He
pay
does have cowboyneil.org.
Yeah, I think as Potter put it when it was finally released was, well, it's about damn time. So,
yes. So thank you, SUSE. It's about damn time.
That's probably not something they're going to be using in their next marketing campaign. Boy, you want to earn a degree in science fiction?
I do. It would have been much better than real college.
Yeah.
Probably more useful, actually.
Actually, a comp sci degree probably isn't that far off from science fiction, seeing how you basically have to
it's
be
the same
fully
culture,
fluent.
You know.
You have to be fully fluent in sci-fi in order to be accepted and, not laughed out of the labs.
It's true.
Well, I remember reading it. I think the 49 to 51 period for Heinlein was my. Never mind.
See,
sorry.
Jeff probably would have already gotten his PhD by now. He'd
right.
be like
I,
the.
I actually
child
am the first honorary candidate for said degrees.
Yeah, I do like that. Students will be asked to write essays on topics like "Will robots take over the Earth?" Of course, everybody knows the answer is "Duh." It already happened. Everybody in Congress is really, really boring.
Well, I thought that was the Walt Disney Hall of Presidents.
They're the guys that are really in charge.
Animatrons are actually
the Hall
are running the whole thing.
Welcome to. I'm Abe Lincoln. Honest.
See, now, what's amusing here is that we're probably all acting very mechanical, but you can't tell that because this is audio.
It's true. Who's to say that we're not robots? That are
dude!
Shh!
Nate!
Sorry.
Crap. We're gonna have to talk after this.
Anyway.
I think that pretty much wraps up most of what we wanted to say. We do want to mention that this is our premiere broadcast, the first one that actually hopefully successfully recorded.
Yeah, save this one on your hard drive. It's going to be valuable
it
someday.
It might be the last one, if nobody ever wants to listen to it again. But what we're hoping here is that you guys will have some ideas on what we can talk about and what we can do. So I guess this is your basic RFC. Just post comments in the Slashdot forum.
Hey, we promised to read them.
We actually read some of them, and then we moderate the heck out of each other just for fun. Jeff gets -1. Yeah, we want your feedback. We want to know what you guys are really looking for here. We're obligated to do this now, I guess, mm-hmm. until we're old and gray. And we'd rather do something.
Or we've constructed elaborate robotic counterparts who will
take over the world and record our radio
and
show.
And record
calls.
Our primary mission is to get IBOs and get them to make the shows for us.
You sit,
two robot dogs playing
you must
soccer
be
with
canine
each other.
Yes. to hear the Slashdot Radio broadcast.
Well, the frequency is so high.
Hey, are they going to have the show fade out with fantasy science fiction too? I guess we don't really know, so we'll find out and talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll see how our show came out and then probably talk about it. So that's something that you can
look forward to.